Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivertix. My name is Nkasi Wodu, and I am a peace practitioner and I work in Nigeria and Niger Delta. I am team lead of the peace building program for the Foundation for Partnership Initiatives in the Niger Delta. I am called to the Nigerian Bar. I am a trained lawyer. I am trained in alternative dispute resolution, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Iberichi Yesonwike, the initiator of Rivertix.
Greetings to the great people of River State on yet another episode of Rivertix on Radio, our character building weekend show. On this episode, we shall dwell on Zero Discrimination, which is the United Nations Observance Day celebrated every 1st of March. On this year's event, which occurred on Wednesday this week, the United Nations invited everyone to make some noise for zero discrimination. Discrimination belongs to an ugly family of negative traits like prejudice, bias, bigotry, intolerance, narrow-mindedness, unfairness, favoritisms, racism, apathy, and the likes. When we judge people on the basis of gender, nationality, age, ethnic origin, religion, race, and the likes, it does not define who they are. Rather, it defines who we are. To quote the former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and I quote here, "When the most marginalized and vulnerable face discrimination and abuse, all of us are diminished," unquote. Some of those that face discrimination in the society include but are not limited to the following, and these are senior citizens, young women, the girl child, pregnant women, disabled persons, prisoners and ex-prisoners, displaced persons, persons living with HIV and similar diseases, and the list goes on. Notwithstanding their circumstances, everyone has the right to be treated with respect and to live free from discrimination, coercion and abuse. Discrimination doesn't just hurt individuals, it hurts everyone. Whereas welcoming and embracing diversity brings benefit to all. Zero discrimination is also an opportunity to recognize everyone's right to live a full and productive life with dignity, no matter what they look like or where they come from. Imagine the abysmal case of bullying in our schools and how it hurts our little ones. We send a strong message to all those engaged in bullying and all forms of discrimination with these 5 points. 1. Pulling someone down will never help you reach the top. 2. Meanness is a sign of weakness. 3. Treat others the way you want to be treated. 4. Why choose to be a BULLY, which is the acronym for Big, Ugly, Loner, and Loser, yearning for attention. 5. Blowing out someone else's candle doesn't make yours shine any brighter. As individuals, discrimination and prejudice emanate from insecure emotional dispositions that manifest negatively towards others. To teach ourselves zero discrimination, we should ensure to practice the following basic manners. Do not laugh at other people's mistakes and imperfections. Don't feel superior towards others. Avoid angry feelings towards people. Avoid feeding and nurturing your ego. Never make others feel unsafe. Do not ignore other people. Discard jealous feelings. Don't make mean and ugly remarks about people. As River State clocks 50 this year, let us come together to end discrimination and celebrate our diversity through tolerance and inclusion. By joining our voices together, we become part of the global community that's making a resounding call for human rights and zero discrimination. Never forget that it starts with the attitude. Our guest speaker today is Mr. Nkasi Wodu, a distinguished lawyer and peace practitioner working in Nigeria's Niger Delta and team lead of the peace building program of the Foundation for Partnership Initiatives in the Niger Delta. Let us pay close attention as he discusses his great insights on zero discrimination. Our lovely people of River State, always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is River Ticks on Radio, and I am Nkasi Wodo, your host for today. I'll be speaking today on non-discrimination. Wednesday, March 1st, is the UN Day for Zero Discrimination. And it is a day that is marked by people all over the world. Now, the question is, why should we mark a Zero Discrimination Day? What is the need for zero discrimination? What is discrimination? Why is discrimination such a bad thing that there should be a day that should be set aside for marking it? First of all, I would like to say that zero discrimination is a campaign by the UN to ensure that all forms of discrimination against all forms of people are entirely wiped out. Zero discrimination is a day to set up a campaign for people to raise awareness against all forms of discrimination, against the evils of discrimination, and for the need for people to join their hands together to wipe discrimination from the face of the earth. Now, why should we mark Zero Discrimination Day? All over the world, there are issues of diversity. People are diverse, people come from different places, people come from different backgrounds, people come from different perspectives, people have various ethnic leanings, people have various political opinions. It is important that in the world, people's views, people's differences, people's diversities are respected, and those diversities, those views, those perspectives should not be the basis for which decisions should be made in favor or against those people. Simply put, it is a day where we ensure that we celebrate our diversity and that we allow that people are able to fulfill their potentials regardless of wherever they come from, regardless of the circumstances of their birth, regardless of their gender, regardless of their religion, regardless of their racial or ethnic leanings. So that is why we should mark Zero Discrimination Day. March 1st is the day that has been set aside by all UN bodies, mark Zero Discrimination Day. Now the question is, what is discrimination? When a person, by virtue of the circumstances of his birth, by virtue of his standing in society, by virtue of his opinions, by virtue of his political leanings, by virtue of his ethnic cleavages, by virtue of his gender, by virtue of the fact that the person is either a man or a woman, or by virtue of the fact that the person lives with disabilities, by virtue of the fact that the person is rich or poor, or he comes from a particular area, is discriminated upon. When a person's circumstance of his birth dictates why a person should have access to certain things or be prevented from having access to certain things, then we would say that discrimination has occurred. Discrimination occurs in private places. It also occurs in public. When, for instance, a person's gender prevents the person from achieving his full potentials or her full potentials, then we say that discrimination has occurred. When, because a person belongs to a particular political party or has a particular political leaning, that person is prevented from achieving his full potential or her full potential in any aspect of society, then we say discrimination has occurred. It goes without saying that discrimination is a bad thing. It prevents us, everybody, from achieving our full potentials. And that is why the United Nations, in its International Covenant for Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, and as well in the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, they have made non-discrimination a basic human right. All over the world, people are expected to stand and achieve their purpose, they achieve their potentials, reach the very height of their potentials without being discriminated upon. And state actors are expected to give people all strength and to give backing to people all over the world to be able to achieve their potentials. They should deploy the apparatus of state. They should deploy state resources to ensure that everybody has an equal leaning, everybody has an equal footing, that everybody has a level playing ground, and that people should be able to achieve their potentials without any form of discrimination. For example, we also have the Covenant for the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, which is a UN covenant that discourages discrimination against women. That is another type of discrimination. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. So that exactly is what discrimination is about. That people should be given an equal footing to achieve everything that they intend to achieve. They should reach the maximum potential, irrespective of where they come from or the circumstances of their birth. Let's go for a short break. We will be right back.
Come, come, my friend. There is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one. Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people? Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Nkasi Wodo, your host for today. Just before we went on break, we stated that discrimination is something that should be discouraged, and that is why every March 1st, the first day of March, the UN marks the Day of Zero Discrimination, which is a day where there is a campaign for everybody to join hands to wipe discrimination off the face of the earth. People should not be discriminated against by virtue of the circumstances of their birth, or by virtue of the political opinions that they hold, or by virtue of the fact that they belong to a particular gender or a particular class. So we will continue by asking, why is discrimination wrong? Why is it important for us to stand against discrimination? Why is it so important for us to raise campaigns and sensitize people against discrimination? Firstly, I want to say that discrimination is wrong because it is an abuse of human rights. I did say before we went on break that according to various human rights instruments like the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, I talked about the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, I talked about the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, that by virtue of this international instrument, by virtue of this instrument of which Nigeria is a signatory, non-discrimination has been regarded as a basic human right. And so when we discriminate against people, when people are not given a level playing ground, when we tip the scales in favor of people as a result of where they come from, not as a result of meritocracy, then we are abusing human rights. We are using our resources to abuse human rights of people. And that is why discrimination is wrong. So, like I stated, non-discrimination is a fundamental human right. There is a legal obligation for states not to discriminate against people. Every state, according to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, and even according to 99 Constitution, Chapter 2 of the Constitution, which is covered by the fundamental principles of state policy, state actors are not expected to discriminate against people. Nobody, according to the wordings of the provisions of the Constitution in Chapter 42, it says nobody, by virtue of the circumstances of his birth, his gender, his religion, should be prevented from taking certain actions. So it is important for state actors to commit to not discriminating against people, not to put in a level playing ground for people to achieve the maximum potentials. What are the frameworks that support non-discrimination? I talked a bit about that. The African Charter on Human and People's Rights, which is a charter that was adopted by the Organization of African Unity, which is now the African Union, is a human rights instrument that guarantees non-discrimination. It states that people should not be discriminated against. By the virtue of that, it said, according to this instrument, nobody should be discriminated. No human rights should be denied to people, either by virtue of where they come from, by virtue of their political leanings. People are meant to be people. A right that goes to Mr. A should also go to Mr. B. A right that goes to Mrs. A should also go to Mrs. B. Nobody should be regarded as better than the other. States should not deploy resources to ensure that, to give people undue advantage over another. There is a plethora of cases that have come before the courts of the land, and the Supreme Court of Nigeria had held in several instances. For example, there is a very popular case of Mojeku versus Mojeku, where the court held that a woman cannot be denied inheritance in her father's land. That such a customary law that causes people not to be able to inherit their father's property because of the fact that they are women is repugnant to natural justice, fairness, and equity. Those are ways that people can be discriminated against. For instance, if we have situations where people of a particular gender are allowed to go to school, to have access to education against another, then discrimination has occurred. When we have instances where people of a particular political leaning are not allowed to have access to state power or to state apparatus or to have access to certain basic amenities, then we would say that discrimination has occurred. When people, by virtue of their religious beliefs, are not allowed to fulfill their potential, they are not allowed to have access to basic amenities, they are not allowed to enjoy basic issues put forth by the state, and then we would say that discrimination has occurred. So those are the frameworks that support non-discrimination. What are the forms of discrimination? What are the forms in which discrimination can take? Discrimination can take various forms. Discrimination can be religious, it can be racial, it can be as a result of a person's gender, it can be as a result of a person's age, it can be as a result of whether the person is living with disability. Those are the types of discrimination, the forms in which discrimination can take. When women, for instance, are not allowed to access health care by virtue of the fact that they are women, then we would say, for instance, that discrimination has occurred. When, for instance, in the workplace, discrimination can occur in the workplace. If you look at the wage structures of corporations and organizations, there are instances where we see that male counterparts earn higher than female counterparts. That is a form of discrimination, not by virtue of what the person knows or what the person brings to the table, but simply by the fact that that person belongs to a particular gender. Then we would say that discrimination has occurred. Discrimination can occur for persons living with disability, and all over the world we see this happening. Persons living with disability are denied access to healthcare, they are denied access to education, they are denied access to even simple things as access to certain buildings. Then we would say that discrimination has occurred. The ability to use sanitation facilities, we see it happen every time. Persons with disabilities are not allowed to park in a place where they can park peacefully or even to be able to use sanitation facilities without problems. And this is a form of discrimination. And then, of course, we will see issues around religious discrimination. People are discriminated against because they are either Muslims or they are Christians or they hold a particular religious beliefs. And so it is important for us to understand that these are the types of discrimination. Oftentimes, it's because people come from a particular place. And that's why whenever I have issues consistently with when people apply for things and they are asked the state of their origin. And oftentimes, that information is used for purpose of collating biodata. That is fine. That is okay. But when a decision is made by virtue of where a person comes from, then discrimination has occurred. Let's go for a short break now. We'll be right back.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place, it's you today. It may be him tomorrow, so make a change for better, not for worse.
you'll be much happier.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Kasi Wadu, your host for today. Before now, we were talking about discrimination. We talked about what discrimination was about. We talked about why discrimination were wrong. We talked about the international framework that supports non-discrimination. We've also talked about the various forms in which discrimination can take. Discrimination can also be economic. When people, by virtue of their gender, there are instances, a lot of instances, where women are economically castrated. They are denied access to economic livelihoods. They are denied access to reach their full potential by virtue of the fact that they are women. In such instances, we know that discrimination has taken place. When people, for instance, are not allowed by virtue of their age, why people are not allowed by virtue of where they come from to contest for certain positions in politics, then we would say that discrimination has occurred in the political space. Basically, the foundation for non-discrimination or zero tolerance for discrimination is that every person is born equal. If you read the writings, the text of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it said all men are born equal. All men are born equal. Everybody is born equal, and everybody is born with an inalienable right, which we call fundamental human rights. And so everybody has access to this right, and everybody's right is as important as the right of the other. The rights of Mr. A is not any better or is not any more important than the right of Mr. B or Mrs. A or Mrs. B. And so those are the forms that discrimination will take. Now, the 2017 focus for zero discrimination is in the area of healthcare settings. For the UN, especially the United Nations Office for the Protection of HIV/AIDS, UNAIDS, the focus is for healthcare setting, and the focus is for HIV patients to be able to access universal health care regardless of their status as HIV patients. We see instances where, because people have HIV, either by virtue of any form of actions that they have taken, they are denied certain access to health care. This is wrong. According to the whole purpose of this project, the whole purpose of this sensitization campaign is that people should have access to health care every time. So what should be done to discourage discrimination? It is all in our hands. It is in our power for us to discourage discrimination. We could start with subtle issues of discrimination that happen in our office, in our workplace, for instance. We should begin to make amends and raise awareness against all forms of discrimination. State actors should know that when you discriminate against people, you deny them of a basic human right. And they should deploy resources to ensure that people are given an equal footing in terms of education, in terms of access to healthcare, in terms of access to political office. Everybody should be given an equal footing to either contest for politics or to be able to have access to healthcare. For instance, we know that every 3 countries out of 10 countries have access to equal amounts of boys and girls enrolled in school. This is very wrong. And we could start from there. How do we ensure that we have education for all, irrespective of our gender? How do we ensure that people can have access to properties in their homes according to native law and custom, irrespective of their gender? Those are ways with which we could discourage discrimination. So, thank you very much for today. I thank you for the opportunity to talk about non-discrimination and discrimination. I really want to recap a bit for us to know that March 1, Zero Discrimination Day, and then there are fundamental frameworks that stand against discrimination. And these are basic human rights. This non-discrimination is a basic human right, which is guaranteed, which should be guaranteed by both state actors and non-state actors. Your takeaway from this program is that wherever you are, whoever you are, you as an individual, regardless of your status, must stand against discrimination in all forms and in every place that we come against it. Thank you very much.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode, or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast by 12 noon to 12:30 in the afternoon on Sundays. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. and a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 11:30 to 12 in the afternoon. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.